Patty Patty Sheens. I've got two bits of big news.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
This is, wow, this is amazing. I love it when you come in with the big news.
Two bits of big news.
Okay. Is this to do with exercising, dieting?
So one of the big news is, I don't know if the second big news is, but anyway, let me start with, so today I have gone up the rung in the world of Ozempic. I am now on your 7 mg, 7 mg.
What were you on before? 3.5?
No, just three.
Three. Oh, wow. So it's over double.
Yeah.
And
that's big news, guys.
Has there been any sort of change?
A little bit of bowel change in the old bowel move.
Right. Right. Okay. So,
I'm not going to lie about that. I won't go into too much detail.
This is a new phrase that we've been recently banding around in our house. I don't know if I've told you this already. Have you cacked your slacks?
I have not cacked my slacks thus far. But I do have to take a flight to Belfast on Friday, so I'm hoping the old loose bowels has calmed down.
Oh, was this not... Did you not really have this when you first started it then?
Not as quickly.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is sort of a straight through. Eat it out your
straight bum. Straight in.
Straight through.
Yeah.
I mean, so hopefully it'll sort of settle.
It'll die down. It'll die down. I know it will.
Yeah. So is it today? Today is your first day of taking the increased
dose. Monday,
the
16th of September, I have upped my dose in the Ozempic world.
I mean, that is big news.
That is big news.
Especially when we know how it's affecting your bowels. I think that's more the big news, to be honest.
That is big bowel news.
You know, I'm all about finding out about bowel movements.
I know you are.
You know,
well,
I love
the
to
other
know.
Bit. The other bit of big news does refer to bowel movements,
right? Okay, your bowel movements or someone else's bowels?
No,
yours.
Well, in work last week, somebody.
Oh no, did a mess of shit.
No, had put poo on the walls.
What?
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. It was awful.
No. Right.
Didn't go in to check it out, but I sent other members of colleagues.
Other members of colleagues.
Colleagues. I sent other colleagues in and I got one girl to take a picture. It was definitely poo. Whoever put it there definitely knew it was there.
No.
What is happening in the world? They walk among us. Those people
walk
among
us. What makes you just go, I'll just wipe that on the wall?
What? And then not clear it up. What on God's earth is happening?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'd understand it if you were in sort of an old people's home or you're in a nursery. You know, you'd understand that spectrum. You know, a child or an OAP that's just had a bit of an accident, got themselves all in a bit of a mess. Oh, shit, Frieda's shat herself. She doesn't know what to do. She's put her hands on the wall. You know, you can kind of explain that. Grown,
I know,
sane adults,
I know,
that are,
I know, mate,
that are displaying those kind of behaviours.
They walk. That's all I kept saying in the office. Is, guys, they walk among us.
Do you have any suspicions?
No. I can't think of anybody. I mean, the office floor that I sit on when I go into the office is very big.
Right.
But I could not think of anyone who would. Yeah. Anyway, they walk among us.
And is that your two big news? Is poo on the walls and you've upped your Ozempic?
Yeah. That's my two big news. Is.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot, isn't it? That is a lot to take in.
I mean, it's. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a.
That is a lot.
It's quite an extreme amount of big news. But I suppose there is a link with the bowels.
There's a link with, that's what I mean, it's bowel linked. It's bowel linked.
It's bowel linked.
I also did the post, I did the poll about the word wild.
Yes, I did see that, yes.
So for those who don't follow us on Instagram, I put up a poll asking, while I'm here, is the use of the word wild becoming dickish? Is it used too much and is it annoying you? And mm-hmm. the votes are in.
Mm-hmm.
So 116 people said wild is so annoying. That was mm-hmm. 62%.
Mm-hmm.
70 people said wild love all the way. That was 38%.
So yet again, Angie wins the Angie's poll.
Wild, ripped jeans, all those things are dickish. We bloody know it.
I just love the fact that lots of people feel the same way. When I bring my tits to share, you're never quite sure how your tits are going to fall. You know, are they going to be loved and embraced? Are people going
to... How your tits are going to fall? You're never sure how your tits are going to fall when you get to a certain age, to be honest.
Well, I mean, especially for me, they're only falling down. But, you don't know how people are going to respond. You know, are they going to be on board with my tits or are they going to go, Ange, what the hell are you talking about? And yeah. I love it when the majority of people go, hell yes, Ange, wild is a load of shit and people need to stop saying it.
Wild is a load of shit.
It's a load of shit. And yeah. I appreciate that you people are with me. The others of you that think wild is amazing, you've got massive problems.
It wasn't a landslide. It wasn't a landslide.
No.
It was, no. You're in your Brexit terms. You are getting into your Brexit terms.
Yeah, it's close. It was a close call.
It's a close call.
But I still did win, all that matters.
I can be a Ramona.
You are a loser. I am a winner.
We had a voice note in.
Get in! Love the voice notes.
None other than Victoria Snedden, a.k.a. Snedders.
Snedders, yes.
Evening. I've just had an idea of something that you could potentially at some point include in the pod. I think it would be funny to have, I guess, like, along the lines of, like, the very British problems, like, things. It's a very British thing, but things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are, like... walking across a zebra crossing or leaving a shop without buying anything or that funny little walk that you have to do after you take a turn bowling. Like, I don't know, might not be a goer, but I feel like there's so many things as a Brit that we feel embarrassment about that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. I'll try and think of some more, but yeah.
So she sent me a few more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Here's a few more. When you have to just sit there contemplating life while everyone sings happy birthday to you. Why is it embarrassing when people sing happy birthday? I feel really uncomfortable when people sing happy birthday to me.
I think it's because you just don't know what to do with yourself.
Exactly. It's embarrassing and it shouldn't be, but it's so embarrassing. Yeah. Or when during an eye test, the optician gets so close to you that you could easily end up kissing him. Eye tests in general, I think, are embarrassing.
Yeah, they are.
Because you're in the dark with someone you don't really know.
They do have to get quite up in your grill as well, don't
they? They get up in your grill, but also they do that, like, is it better with one or with two?
With two.
With three. And you're like, I think, and then
it's hard
one,
to know.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they do it again. I'll just do it one more time for you. One. Or two. Two. Okay. And again, three or four. Four. I think. Yeah, you're sort of sat there like, I feel quite embarrassed because I should know which it looks clearer on in my eyes. I'm going to put up a load of dots on the screen. Is it better with the red background
or the green background?
It is embarrassing.
It is actually, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when they do that other bit where you have to put your chin right up against the strap and they literally puff your eyes. Yeah.
Puff your eyes.
Puff your eyes. You're Sean Puffy Coons.
things that are embarrassing that shouldn't be. I think she comes up with some good ones. Zebra crossings, they always feel a bit awkward.
Yes. Well, it's that thing of like, you know, the cars are waiting and you feel like you've got to run.
Yeah.
And then I always have this fear of I'm going to fall over.
Exactly.
And then you're like, shit, that's going to be even worse because not only am I holding them up, I've now fallen over. They're going to think, actually, shit, is she okay? / this is hilarious because she's just fallen over. But there's this constant fear of like, I've just got to get to the other side.
Yeah. And you're embarrassed that everybody's watching you. You're
yes.
Like, oh, God, this is annoying.
And you always feel you have to do the thank you.
Yeah, the thank you. I do think leaving a shop without buying anything is another good one.
See, I don't think I get that.
Not in like a big shop like River Island or, you know, but if you go into like one of those small
gift shop sort of thing.
And it's really quiet and you're the only person that's walked in perhaps for 3 hours and you wander around and you look at everything and you're like, no. And then you think, oh, I'm going to leave now.
Well, I think especially with those shops, quite often things are quite pricey.
Exactly.
You know, and you think, oh, this looks like a really nice shop. There's probably a nice gift I can get in here for someone. You know, you go in. They always smell amazing, those shops.
Yes.
They've got a distinct smell.
Yes.
And you go
in. They smell expensive.
Yeah. Yes. This is, I've walked into some pricey shit here. I've really got fucked up. I shouldn't have come in.
But and you now have to walk around.
Yes. You've got to walk around. You've got to pick up a few items.
Yeah.
To make it look like you might buy.
Yes. That is embarrassing.
And then you look at them and you go, oh, wow. Let's pop that one back. I'm not buying a salt and pepper mixer. A mixer? A salt and pepper. What do you call those things?
Shaker. Or grinder.
Grinder. That's a great word, isn't it? I'm not buying that looks like Camilla and Charles at the price of £150. If it was a tenner, yes. £150 for Camilla to shake some salt out of her arse. No, I'm afraid I'm not buying that today, Jeremy.
And then you feel embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
The other one is when you come out, I think when you have to walk across the petrol forecourt.
What, like, if you filled up and you've got to walk in to pay?
Yeah.
I find that quite.
Yeah, I find that quite embarrassing. I'm a bit like, oh, God.
Why are you just walking?
I don't know. We've talked about this before, but when you get into a lift and it's really quiet, that's embarrassing and it should
be. Yeah, this is, I think, a little bit of a... I actually really like making a bit of small talk in a lift.
I know you do.
Yeah, because I think it makes people feel uncomfortable.
That's anxiety inducing for me.
See, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm like, yeah, let's have a little chat. We're in this lift for a couple of minutes.
Classic Gen Z, Gen X, X, Gen X.
What about like, I mean, I don't know if this is embarrassing. It's a bit more like awkward, I think, is when you go to the dentist and they're, again, quite close to you.
Very close.
And you always can't, I mean, obviously, hopefully you manage to brush your teeth before you go.
Hopefully. And,
you know, clear the mouth, freshen the breath. But it's then that thing of like when they're in your mouth with utensils, they try and talk to you.
Talking of the dentist, I had a good conversation with Michelle Solomon, my friend Solly. Shout out to Solly.
Yeah.
About why it's become like, okay, so let's actually do a thing on dentistry.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Yeah. Let's do that.
I don't see why I've got to go to the dentist every 6 months.
Yeah. I mean,
nobody's checking my heart every 6 months. You know, nobody, you go in, you sit down, you lie back and they go, B5 is there, 6C is missing, 21473 is there, 84 is there, B5 is gone. And then they look around, they go, oh, you need to see the hygienist. No, thanks. That's going to cost me 300 quid. I'm fine. Thank you very much. We do need to do a little bit of work on this front tooth there, which will cost you £1,200. Like, I'm not having blood tests every 6 months. I'm not having my heart checked. I'm not having a brain scan. I'm going to say with complete certainty, and I am going off on a bit of a rant now because this does get on my tits, you've got to go to the dentist every 6 months. And there's no NHS dentist, so you've got to pay for the fucking privilege. And I don't think anybody's gone, oh, how did they die? They didn't visit the dentist for 6 months. Teeth fell out, dead. I don't think that's ever happened. Right?
So I know what you mean, yeah.
I think it's a crock of shit.
I mean, and also, they are loaded dentists.
Oh, loaded!
You drive into a dentist car park, you've got a Lambo, you've got a Rolls, you've got a
they
Ferrari.
Are spending their money like money ain't shit, man.
Exactly, Bruno Mars. Money ain't shit. Ooh, ooh!
But I honestly... I think it's because when I said this to Solly said, oh yeah, my dad doesn't agree with going to the dentist every 6 months. I said, is it for the same reason? She said, no, what he says is, well, you go in there absolutely fine, they pod and prod and poke around at your bloody teeth, before you know it 3 weeks later you've got toothache. I think he said
that is actually
a...
true.
Yes,
I think that is actually true.
There's a money-making scheme. Mm. If I was having to go and get a health check every 6 months for my heart and my brain and, you know, having all of these tests and everything, I would get the dentist being added on. I cannot see. I know they can tell lots of things from your mouth. I know that oral hygiene is very important. They can tell things from your eyes, but you only go to the opticians every 2 years.
I know that oral hygiene is very important. You actually used that. I know that oral hygiene is very important.
It really pisses me off, though.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I mean, I don't go every 6 months. Who does go every 6 months?
I haven't been to the dentist since I had a tooth whipped out 3 years ago.
And my friend Sarah McAwaters,
yeah,
she loves the dentist. She, every time I see her, which is not that frequently, maybe, I don't know, half a dozen times a year, right?
Yeah.
I guarantee you she will say, I've been to the dentist, I've got a problem with my gums, I've got to spend £2,500 sorting my gums out.
Oh my God.
You're like, Sarah, I think if you just didn't go, I actually think you'd be fine. I think your gums
Solly's
would be
dad.
Fine.
Solly's
exactly.
Dad.
Yeah.
You go in, they poke around. Before you know it, you've got a problem. You've got to go back. They've got an issue with your teeth. I'm team Solly's dad. I also don't get why dentistry has been the thing that they've said you have to do every 6 months.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it.
Do you think it's because, you do put a lot in your mouth?
Mate, right.
It's not you like your bum, is it? You're not putting lots of stuff in your bum. Well, hopefully
right.
You're not putting a lot of
Mate,
stuff in your bum.
Come on. I put a lot of stuff in my stomach. Nobody's checking my stomach every 2 months. Nobody's checking my heart health every 2 months. Nobody's saying come in for a brain scan every 2 months. I think it's a crock of shit. I don't know. Even the opticians is only every 2 years.
And
I mean,
actually,
I don't know who...
your eyes link to your brain.
And also, you know, you can tell diabetes.
Diabetes. Yeah.
I know that you can tell a lot of stuff through your mouth. I know that. And I would understand if opticians and dentists were the same, like every couple of years you should go and get a checkup. Once every 6 months, no, fuck off. Fuck you. I'm not doing it.
And you're right. You can guarantee it'll be, you do need to see the hygienist.
The hygienist can get in the bin.
Yeah.
Can get in the bin.
Yes, I am not seeing a fucking hygienist because, like
Mummy
you say...
Mummy used to love going to the hygienist. Oh, yeah, no, I can't do that. I've got a doctor's appointment and then I'm seeing the hygienist. Oh, my God, she was being ripped off, mate. Ripped off. She's got terrible teeth now. Ripped off.
But I think, actually, before we move on, I think we should put this to our listeners.
Definitely.
About the whole, like, what... what things in your life are embarrassing that actually shouldn't be embarrassing? You know, are there some other things? I think that is a great shout from Snedders there.
Okay, so we had a shitting tits come in from Mackie, which I saw in the box and instantly thought, this is brilliant.
Okay, brilliant.
People who spread out on flights, stick to your own space, Derek. What is with that?
That is really annoying, that.
Oh, my God. Right, okay. When I saw this, I was like, yes. This is definitely going in tits. Because... I think it's worse on a short haul because your short haul seats are tiny. Anyway, I think when you're sat next to somebody, the most annoying thing is it's like theatre seats. It's the same kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
People who cannot help but really spread their legs out.
Yeah, and it's predominantly men. Unless
like me, you are fat thighed.
Fat fires.
Because I can sometimes struggle to keep
them together.
Anymore because I am shedding the fat on the thighs.
Mm-hmm. Especially now you've upped your M's.
But yeah, people who like spread their, you know, and I don't know, people who like, I don't know, just like spill into the next seat.
Do you know what I think as well?
Put their head on my shoulder on a flight once.
Yeah, no, that is not okay. Getting that close, mate, back off. That's your space. In fact, I wish sometimes that some of the COVID screens we had back in the day still existed.
I'm with you.
And I think we could chuck some screens between seats because some people just do not have any concept of personal space.
No.
And I think, sometimes with this, it can be a like actual like leg thing, like you spread your legs or you've got fat thighs or something, and that overspills, right?
Yeah.
But I also think women in particular, maybe men sometimes, but women in particular, they bring more shit. And I think sometimes people are oblivious as to how much shit they have with them.
This is a good point, Ange.
You know, it's like they've got a bag, they've got a cardigan, they've got a jacket, but then they've got another separate bag for their wash stuff. And the whole thing is like, it's them in this space with a load of shit that they forget. Mm. Actually, your shit is now encroaching on my space, Janet. Mm. Please just deal with your shit because there is a...
This is very good.
There is an overhead locker. You could put some of your shit in the overhead locker and it doesn't have to be spilling into my place.
Do you know what Dad calls bedside tables talking about lockers?
Lockers?
Mal calls them bedside lockers.
Do you think that goes back to Dad's like RAF days?
Probably, but I'll never forget when we didn't have bedside tables in our spare room, which is very rarely used by anybody. And all Dad kept saying was, you've got to get bedside lockers up there, Ruth. You've got to get bedside lockers.
Why does he call them lockers?
Lockers. It's not a locker, Mal. It's a table. The other thing that annoys me on a flight, and that, you know, look, I think this is going to be controversial.
Oh, right. We like a bit of controversy.
Is kids.
Oh, mate.
Now.
I actually really don't like kids a lot now in different ways.
Now, hear me out, right? I know having a kid on a flight is stressful. I get that. I understand. Having a 2-year-old cooped up as a battery hen for 2 or 3 hours is stressful, yeah?
Mm.
But I tell you what's more stressful, Janet, is that kid rocking the back of my chair for the whole 2 hours, kicking it, pulling it, rocking it, and you do the turnaround.
You have to really crick your neck for as well.
And you have to really, and then you think, shit, it's a kid. What am I going to do? I can't lose it with a kid. I can't turn around and say, do you mind kicking my seat? Thank you.
Little Billy.
I have to turn around and go,
oh, it's nice. A child.
Oh, yeah, keep kicking me in the back. for 4 hours.
Did I ever tell you about what happened to me once on a flight? This is going back years and years and years.
Okay. Is this pre-Ian?
No, this is... I was actually with Ian. I was actually with Ian and Joel and Nels, and we were going on holiday somewhere. I can't remember where, but we were going away. And actually, I was with my sister-in-law as well. So a really, 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 really long time ago.
Yeah. And this is one of Ian's sisters.
Yes. Jane. Yeah. My sister-in-law, Jane. Fine. And Jane brought with her, do you know the tins of the travel sweets?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
That are hard boiled, but then they're actually covered in a load of sugar or icing sugar or something. There's a load of powder in the tin.
Dust. Yeah.
Well, Jane had, and we were sat 333 or something like that.
So we were 333.
Anyway, Jane passed me the tin of sweets. Would you like a sweetie, Angie? Yes, Jane. Thanks very much. I take the tin. I take the lid off. I take a sweet. No. As I'm then passing the tin back to Jane, I drop it. But I drop it all over the woman that's sat sort of directly in front of me, who was asleep. She had this sugary powder dust all over her sweet. I'm literally shit. Anyway, then I'm sort of trying to discreetly brush the sugary dust, which woke her up.
Oh, and for
her! Yeah, I was like...
Why did you think it was a good idea to dust her down?
Because I was just thinking, if I can get that off with her asleep, she might not ever know that happened.
Oh, my God, as if she was going to stay asleep.
So dusting her, trying to get the dust off and get the sweets.
And she woke up
and she was pissed. She was not happy with me. I said, I'm really sorry. I've dropped my tin of sweets. I'm really sorry.
Oh, this is the funniest story I've ever heard. Let's just visualise this for a second. You're stood over some woman on a flight who's asleep, brushing her down, probably her breasts.
I was everywhere because it was gone everywhere. Yeah.
To you basically manhandling her.
Rubbing her down. Yeah. And she was so not happy. I sort of thought, if that happened to me, I would be a bit annoyed. But it was only an accident. I didn't mean to drop them on her. I mean, thinking back, that's quite weird.
Why didn't you just gently wake her up and say, I'm so sorry, I dropped my sweets and it's all over you? What went through your head of thinking, I know, I'll brush her breasts down.
I just thought I'd be able to get it off enough that she might not know.
That's thickish behaviour. That
is... And I was like... I was thinking, if that had happened to me, yes, I'd be a bit annoyed, but I'd also be like, it's okay, don't worry about it. She was literally
Lange.
Slapping herself, what have you...
I'm going to be honest with you. She's not the dick in this situation.
It's me.
The dick. Because...
I am the dick.
You could have just left it. She wouldn't have even known it was you.
I know. I think I just felt bad. I felt bad and I was like, I've got to try and sort this out.
I'll make it better by brushing her breasts down.
Do you know what as well? I also was thinking, why didn't Jane bring those sweets?
So great. And inability to take responsibility. She drops the sweets. It's found brushing the woman's breasts down. But the woman shouldn't have been annoyed. And actually, this all goes back to Jane for bringing those stupid sweets.
I did think, Jane, you could have got a bag. why did you choose a travel sweet tin with tons of dusty, sugary shit in it.
Oh, my God. That like, is so funny.
Like, you could have just bought a bag of sherbet lemons or whatever they are. Yeah, so anyway, that did happen to me a long time ago. Yeah. It's just,
oh, dear.
It's just, I think it might have been a memory I've tend to keep locked away.
I can't believe you've not told us that before. That is absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And thank you to Mackie for getting us to that story.
Oh, to that point. Yeah. That is bloody genius. Bloody gold.
Well, anyway, that was a brilliant episode, I think. So
belter.
Funny.
Belter,
absolute
that one
belter.
Yeah.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Don't forget, you can see the videos if you want to see our gorgeous faces. Get on the YouTube and you can watch us there.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.